January 24, 1937. For one who lives in it, the divine will forms the repeater of its life and of its love, and forms and extends in her the whole creation and everything that Jesus did. How it will give her a new name, calling her my fiat. I am at the mercy of the supreme fiat that wants to always give me of its own, to keep me occupied and have always something to do for my poor soul. And if it detects any little void that is not its will, with an admirable and inimitable activity it sees what is missing in me of all its acts it did for love of creatures, and, all festive, it impresses it in my soul, giving me a tiny little lesson. I remain surprised, and my always lovable Jesus, visiting his little daughter, told me, my good daughter, do not be marveled, the love of my will is exuberant, but with highest wisdom, because for those who live in its will it wants to make works worthy of it, the little repeaters of its life, of its love, and hide in them the sanctity and multiplicity of its works. It wants to continue its creative work, it wants to form, repeat and extend the whole creation and even more, in one who lives in its will. Listen to where my love reaches. My fiat created the creation, and in each created thing it placed a value, a love and a distinct office, from which to produce a distinct good for the creatures, so much so, that the heavens possess a value, a love and an office fully unique. The sun, the wind, the sea, possess another and perform distinct offices. And so with all created things. Now, listen to what my will does for one who lives in it. Anything she does belongs to it. Therefore in one act it encloses the value, the love and the office that the heavens do, and gives to the creature the love and the value of the heavens. In another act it pronounces its fiat and encloses in it the value, the love it had in creating the sun, and makes it do the office of sun. In another it encloses the value of the wind, its ruling love, and pronouncing its fiat, it makes that act do the office of wind. In another it encloses the value of the sea, and pronouncing its fiat, it makes it do the office of the sea, and gives it the virtue to always murmur, love, love, love. In sum, there is not one act that the creature does in which it does not delight in pronouncing its fiat. And in one it encloses the value of the air, in another the sweet singing of the birds, the bleating of the lambs, in another the beauty of the flowers. And if the acts of the creature do not reach the extension of the work of creation, it makes use of her heartbeat, of her breath, of the rapidity of her blood circulating in her veins, and it animates everything with its fiat, forming in her the complete creation. And when it has completed everything of what it did in creation for love of the creatures, it lays its dominion over it, and with its creative power it preserves everything. It maintains the order of the new creation it has formed in the acts of the creature, and it feels so loved and glorified, because it does not find a creation without reason, without a will and without life, but it finds the power of a reason, of a will and life which, voluntarily, has undergone the power of its fiat inside its acts, its creative virtue, its very divine life, its ruling and untiring love, in a word, the creature has let it make of her, even of her breath and of her acts, whatever it wanted. My blessed daughter, keep listening to me, let me give vent to my love, I can no longer contain it. I want to tell you where my love reaches, and where it can reach and what it can do for one who lives in my fiat. Do you think that my will was satisfied and said enough because it has enclosed the value, the love and the different offices of all creation and the creature that lives as though identified with it from one single will? No, no. You must know that I came upon earth, and in the ardor of my love, I offered my life, my pains and my very death in order to purchase back my divine will for the good of creatures, who, with so much ingratitude, had rejected it and therefore lost it. So, my life served as the disbursement of the price that was needed in order to buy it back and give it in possession to my children. Hence, a God was needed to be able to pay a sufficient price in order to purchase a divine will. See, then, How certain it is that the kingdom of my will come, because the purchase was made by me. Now, my will, after having formed the order of creation with all the sumptuousness and sublimeness of its creative work, as the creature keeps repeating her acts, in one act it pronounces its fiat and forms in it my life, enclosing the value of it. In another it pronounces its fiat and encloses in her pains the value of my pains. It pronounces its fiat over her tears and places in them the value of mine. Its fiat continues in her works, in her steps, in her heartbeat, and encloses in them the value of my works, of my steps and of my love. There's not one prayer or act, even natural, that she does, in which it does not enclose the value of my acts. So, in one who lives in my will I feel my life being repeated, and she redoubles the price in order to purchase my divine will for the good of the human generations. It can be said that there is a contest between she and I, to see who can give more, so that my will may be possessed again by the human family. But this is not all yet. If it does not do fulfilled works it is not content, to the value of creation and redemption it has enclosed in the soul, it adds on with an incredible love, it encloses in her the celestial fatherland and makes its glory, its joys, its eternal beatitudes resound in her, as the seal and confirmation of the creative and redemptive work it has formed in her. After this, in order to be more sure, it creates in her its heartbeat, its breath, it makes its life, its light, circulate more than blood, and, as the triumphant, it gives her a new name, calling her, my fiat. This name is the most beautiful name, which will make all heaven smile and the whole of hell tremble, a name which I cannot give other than to one who lives in my will and has let me do in her whatever I want. My daughter, what can my omnipotent fiat not do or give? It reaches such extent as to give its own rights over its own power, over its love, over its justice. It incorporates with itself the will of the creature and says to her, single quote, be attentive, I want nothing else from you other than for you to do what I do. Therefore, it is necessary that you remain always with me, and I with you. Fiat.